to Tales of Water Trails, presented by the Minnesota Department of Natural Resources. Our guests, Lynn and Bob Dybel, are experienced canoeists and kayakers who have paddled more than 2,400 miles of Minnesota water trails. They describe these routes for other travelers in their two books, Paddling Northern Minnesota and Paddling Southern Minnesota. For this series of programs, the Dybels are sharing their insights about Minnesota's water trails. Minnesota DNR manages over 4,000 miles of water trails for canoeing and kayaking, including the north shore of Lake Superior and dozens of rivers statewide. Here are Lynn Dybel and Bob Dybel to tell us about paddling on the Zumbro River.
The Rivière de Zambara, that's the River of Difficulties in French, which subsequently became the Zumbro, does have its share of challenges. It's got floods, it's got piles of deadfalls, but it's also a great paddling river with a lively current, gorgeous scenery, and good access points. Don't miss it. There's a sandy bottom, there are gravel bar riffles, you've got a couple of small towns to paddle through, Zumbro Falls, Hammond, Jarrett, Hillville, Tileman. You've got about 46 miles on the main stem. And then there's the North Fork, which gives you another 15 miles, and the South Branch of the Middle Fork. I told you that Zumbro is a complicated place, which has 8 miles between Manorville and Oxbow Park. So you've got lots of choices. These are all good paddles. The Manorville to Oxbow, I would recommend that you do it early in the season and check your water levels. There's a water level line on the dam upstream of their put-in where you can see whether it's down too low to get around all the little rock gardens. The Zumbrota to County Road 7 trip includes going under 9 bridges, and the first of those is Minnesota's last original covered bridge that's in Zumbrota. There are riffles on those, but no rapids, and the trip through Mazeppa does include some dodging boulders.
The Zumbro is an interesting river in the fact that it is a rather large watershed, and they kind of tried to recycle the Zumbro name many, many times. Instead of naming its feeder rivers different names, you have the South Fork, the North Fork, the West Branch of the various forks, and it's a whole web of rivers that all have the same name, so it gets rather confusing. We paddled mainly the main branch and the one tributary to it that are in the book.
Besides the bluffs, there's plenty of wildlife to see and wild flowers on the south branch of the Middle Fork. In the spring, we saw lots of bluebells, wood anemones, marsh marigolds. It's a rather colorful place under the hardwoods. On the main stem, in the Zumbro Bottoms unit of the state forest, is the Funk Ford Bridge, which is a really funky old bridge. It's a cutie. There's hiking in the Kruger unit when you get done with your paddle. And on the south branch, you'll see some really beautiful limestone outcrops.
This is the last river that we're talking about in the Driftless area. And it's right up there with the Route, in my opinion, as far as a good river to paddle in this area.
Couple of cautions. Deadfalls are quite possible on the North Fork, and especially near Mazeppa, where there used to be a dam. You may have to portage around a deadfall or two. There are boulders in Mazeppa as well that I mentioned before, and there are a couple of bridge remains on that North Fork trip.
We found this a very enjoyable river, and it's good for camping as well. It's long enough to camp on, and there are campsites along the way to take advantage of.
We like it. You'll like it. Thanks for joining us.
Good paddling.
For more information on Minnesota's water trails, including free maps, river level reports, and trip planning resources, visit www.mndnr.gov/watertrails.